Okay, should we call the meeting to order?
Member Gillis?
Here.
Member Chase?
Here.
Member Osga?
Present.
Member Hoyt?
Here.
Member Caro? Member Jayaraman? And Chairman Reese?
Here. Okay, we don't have any minutes to review or approve this time, but we do have a request from a resident on the 900 block of
Public comment for a different issue. Let me grab.
Yeah, we do have a request from a resident, Sean Herring, on the 900 block of Monroe Avenue about a stop sign at the intersection of Iowa and Monroe, which would convert that into a four-way stop. Before we do that, I see there are a couple of people from the audience. Do you wish to comment on anything? I don't know if you've signed up to speak. Oh, you. It looks like you have. Are you both here for that reason?
Yes.
Is one of you Julie and one of you Anne-Marie?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if you don't mind taking the lectern with the microphone, that way we'd be able to hear you because we do record the call. That item's not on the agenda for tonight. So usually if you want to address something, reach out to the village, put it on the agenda. But we're glad to hear from you tonight, see if we can take any action, or we could put it on the agenda for a following meeting. Yeah, I'm just saying we might not be able to act on it tonight because it wasn't on the agenda. But, yeah, why don't you go ahead and go to the microphone and tell us what your issue is. Are you Julie Schiaffa? I missed the R. Sorry, Schiaffa.
I am 1540 Franklin. I'm here with my sister, who is also a neighbor. She's at 1544. And two other neighbors were not able to make it.
Is that mic on?
I can't tell. Ma'am, is there a little green light on there?
Well, there we go. Okay, now it's on. So the reason what we're bringing this to the attention is that we have a stop sign at the corner of North and Franklin. No left turn or no right turn coming southbound onto Franklin. And it's really not enforced. And, of course, people are making turns. Sometimes they're coming down the street at a very rapid speed. And 2 weeks ago, I didn't see it happen. I just heard the screech, and a little boy almost got hit by a car. So that's when I actually sent an email to Officer Drake, and she suggested I come get to this meeting and get as many people as I can. So I sent out a group email, and here we are. A lot of houses, two people.
Are you looking for enforcement, or what are you looking for?
Well, if there could be some initiative to get something started to enforce that, or to put a barricade of some sort, a camera, whatever it would take to stop it. Because there's been some patrol officers, which we are very grateful for. They've spent time through the last couple of weeks patrolling the area. Of course, when officers are there, not too many people turn. I think they see the car. Unfortunately, a few times cars have come down and the officers have not done anything about it, but there were several times when they did. So we're grateful for the times that they did. So we're just looking to try to keep everyone safe. You don't know if you're getting out of your car, you don't see traffic, but when you open the door, they make that fast turn. It could cause some serious damage.
So you're saying, Julie, can I call you Julie?
Julie, yes.
That currently there's a no for eastbound traffic on North Avenue. There's a sign that says no right turn onto Franklin. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. And westbound, there's no left. Right turn. Oh, left turn. I'm sorry. Yes, left or right. You cannot. So you basically are not supposed to access the street at all.
So it's that way at Forest,
Park and Franklin.
And you're asking either, if I understand you correctly, maybe a barricade or at least added enforcement. I just want to be clear on what you're suggesting.
I know how, and some another neighbor had emailed today. She's looking also for like how Forest has that little, it's like a triangular barricade where you can get off the street, but you can't get onto the street. If that is something that we could initiate to get that process going. I don't know if you need petitions and signatures or what it may be.
Well, and Anne-Marie, are you here for the same issue? Okay. Well, I can speak and then we can see if anybody else wants to address the issue. But so generally, one, if it's a matter of enforcement, I think you did the right thing calling the village and encouraging the police to enforce. And that's something that we could also encourage them to do tonight.
Okay.
So that's number one.
Thank you.
And that probably, from what I understand and my experience on this commission, that's probably the best and the most likely outcome. If you wanted to do something more extreme, like a partial blockage of that street, that intersection, I will tell you that we went through that for several months, you know, in the Northeast quadrant where there were some efforts to impose some barricades like that at Bonnie Bray and Clinton. And there was a lot of back and forth. And ultimately, there were some barricades installed and then they were removed, ultimately, as unwarranted and causing a lot of concern and a lot of opposition. So you're right. If there was a proposal to do something else, number one, we do ask residents to collect a petition and to see so we can gauge what the level of interest is in the area, like at least on the block that's affected, if not the other, you know, the nearby blocks. The reason for that is because last time we went through this, it was almost 50-50, but there was very strong opposition. And there was very strong support, and both sides felt vehemently that they were right, you know. And so the next step that we do, and we may talk about this with the next request, is that the village has commissioned a study where we have a matrix and we have certain scoring criteria to try to see if various actions, traffic calming devices, like are warranted. And we have a point-based schedule, and we look at things like accidents, speed, volume, use of the intersection. There are multiple factors, and those go into a scoring matrix. And one thing that we could do, if there's support for some kind of proposal, I think the next thing we would do would be we would look at the matrix and try to determine if the traffic data around Franklin justifies that request. And I don't know if this matrix is available on the website, but the gentleman from the village are saying that it is available. So you'd be able to go to the village website and look at the matrix.
Oh, okay.
Now that the matrix just tells you kind of how the points are laid out. You wouldn't necessarily know the data. So for example, crash history is one thing. You wouldn't necessarily have the crash history data. Or vehicle speed. I mean, ultimately, I think that's why the petition would be good, because if there's strong support for the notion, then it might justify the village doing some additional study to collect the data and then to determine whether the request is warranted. So immediately, I think coming out of this meeting, I think we could help support your request for more enforcement of that rule, of that no right turn. And just advise you that if you are interested in something bigger, something more, that one, you should get a petition to, you know, so we have a clear understanding of what the request is and see if there's support in the neighborhood. And then two, we'd probably want to collect data to see if it hits the matrix. So, for example, a barrier is a pretty high level of traffic calming device. And so you would need multiple points to be able to adjust that. I can't remember where we were, but it, somebody else might know, but you would have to have quite a few points to be able to justify that, meaning there'd have to be some high level of crash history, some high level of volume, some high level of speed to be able to justify some kind of calming device like a barricade, for example.
which I realize it is extreme, but the other part of it is that doesn't happen. Maybe the times that they're there, it's not happening, but when they're not there and times we have seen it, it only takes one time for somebody to get really.
Yeah, I understand.
Really hurt. And that's our concern. A lot of kids on the block, a lot of elderly, you know, on the block that are using, it's between North Avenue and then we're in the townhouses. It's where the townhouses end and the houses start. That little section tends to get pretty congested sometimes, and that's where, you know, they make that turn and they turn it. We're two end unit townhomes, so we're like the Mrs. Kravitz of the neighborhood. But you open your window and you could see the whole block. You're in a fishbowl. So it's like, okay, there's the nosy neighbors looking and seeing this, but we see it. I mean, it's happening. Summertime, I'm home. You know, I work at the school, so I'm available more and have noticed it a little bit more constant. I will say during summer, it hasn't been as heavy. I don't know, people traveling and vacation times, but in the winter and all the other months, they're coming down, especially if there's bad weather. They want to get off North Avenue. So, here we go. We could scoot down Franklin. So otherwise, take the signs off. I mean, that would be the other. There's, you know, it doesn't make any sense to have it if it's not going to be enforced.
That's a good point. Let me find out if members of the commission have any questions or comments. Commissioner Chase?
Forest has it, yes. So right turn only, out. No turns in.
Franklin, thank you.
Yes.
And don't have anything, just the sign.
Correct. So all three of them have the same ordinance.
Right, but
no right turn in and no left turn out. But Franklin and
Park don't have that little
Park, thank you. Do not have that, the cement to stop the people.
A pork chop. Here we go. There. Say food and I'll remember it.
Very descriptive.
It is.
But actually, it's not a pork chop. Remember last time we learned that pork chop is a slight difference in a pork chop.
Oh, yeah, the pork chop has the little PC things.
Where you can come in.
That's very technical. Yeah.
Wait, Jack, is the right term just right turn only?
Yeah.
I mean, what do they call that?
Well, bump this out? One in particular is more of just a bump out.
It's a bump out. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, that's the bump up. Yeah.
So plenty of room for somebody to pull. So, for example,
to go north on.
If you were to propose one proposal you could make, I'm not suggesting you should make this, but one proposal could be we, on your petition, say we're interested in having a bump out like the bump out on Forest installed at Franklin and assess whether there's interest in your block to do that. And we would look and see whether that's warranted.
Because I don't know how long it's been with that no right turn in and wait a minute. Yeah, no right turn in and no left turn out. I mean, I don't know if you remember the history. I don't remember that history. So I think it's had to have been there 30 years.
Oh, at least. I figure it's been there at least 30, 40.
Yeah.
Has it been there that long? I haven't. I've only.
Meaning the signage.
Well, you're not alone.
Yeah, I don't remember it being coming through this committee, and I've been on a long time.
It's been a while.
Oh, that's good. That's my next question. How do I get a petition and start that?
And take up people who are on the agenda.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Just as a matter.
As many as you can get. There's pages here.
I agree.
Okay, just print it off and get as many.
Yeah.
I will do that. Yeah. Well, we appreciate all the efforts. And like I said, the officers have been there. They came right away, like that day I put the email through. So we're very grateful for everything
we
do.
We generally meet every other month. Sometimes we have called special meetings, but we generally meet every other month. So I think what we'll do at this meeting is we'll encourage the village to pay attention to enforcement of that ordinance. And in the meantime, if you and your neighbors want to have something more considered, we suggest that you identify what that is clearly and then start with a petition. I think we do try to, I think what we're looking for, like 75% buy-in. So we want to assess. And now I just want to be clear, just because you have overwhelming support from the neighbor, that's the first step. Then, you know, that's an important step. But then right. we also are at least trying to apply standards to see if the data support the request. Not to say that we can't vary, but when we vary, we usually get in trouble. So we're trying to, you know, justify something right. like that with evidence and data that sort of is consistent with what's been found to be to justify the requested device. Okay.
That makes sense. No, yeah. I.
And do you have the village contact if you have any questions about this? Is that you, Matt, or who is who is?
Reach out to me on that business card and we'll.
Okay. I will do that because I think I've kind of got assigned for the block to be the one that's going to be the voice. It's okay. I don't mind.
So Julie and Anne-Marie, we appreciate your coming and you're welcome to stick around. We're going to talk about a request for a stop sign on an intersection. So you're welcome to stay or leave. We won't be offended. We'd be glad to have you and we won't be offended if you leave.
Thank you. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Do we have Sean Herring on the phone? I understand that Sean had an issue and he may have to participate remotely.
He is not on Zoom, unfortunately.
All right.
Well, we don't have anything.
Well, so I guess the request is on the agenda. So the request is for the record by Sean Herring on behalf of several neighbors on Monroe, the 800 to 900 blocks of Monroe. Sean lives at 915 Monroe Avenue, have requested that we convert the intersection of Iowa and Monroe to a four-way stop. It's currently a two-way stop, stopping the traffic east-west on Iowa, and they want to add stop signs to stop the traffic north and south. Commissioner Hoyt asked if we know kind of what the general lay of the land is there, and Rick might be able to comment on this better. But, you know, generally up in that area, we have a stop sign every two blocks, certainly north of Chicago, meaning if you're proceeding north or southbound on Monroe, the current status is you have a stop sign every two blocks. So there's not a stop sign currently north-south at Iowa, but there is the next block.
At Augusta.
At Augusta.
What about Jackson.
There, interestingly, the traffic there are stop signs that stop the north southbound traffic, but not east west. And Rick and I were talking before the meeting that it might be related to the safe walking to school program, because when I was looking at it today, it would have made sense to me that we would stop this traffic at Oak and maybe I don't know if it was Quick. But instead, we stopped the north-south traffic south of Chicago. But I think it's because of the schools being near there. And when we had the safe walk to school, that's my recollection, but I'm not positive.
Jackson and Iowa?
No, not Iowa. Monroe.
What is that, Jackson? Did you find that, Matt?
No, I wasn't able to find that document.
But we could always have access to that.
Absolutely. Yep.
So I want to look at that before the meeting.
Yeah, so I think there were a couple comments. One is it would probably be good if we could figure out either to put on the screen or have handy at the meetings a map that shows the existing controls within the village. That would be great. The second thing that I think would be good to have is we do have this Thomas Engineering study. It has the scoring matrix that we talked about. They also make reference to various warrants, but I had to do some research before the meeting to confirm generally what the accepted warrants are for stop signs. And there are accepted warrants for a four lane to turn an intersection into a four way stop. And I'll just share with you what I gathered. You know, generally one warrant is several crashes in a 12 month period, generally more than five or more within a 12 month period. I understand from the village that at that intersection, there were two crashes in 5 years. We're looking for like as many as five crashes in 1 year. The current data shows two crashes within 5 years.
And we, when we get, I mean, just to get on the record,
typically when we get a request like this, you guys will send us accident data, the map, so we can just access this on our computers. We know the accident because, I mean, we're familiar with the warrants, but thank you for refreshing to 5 in a year.
That's one of
them, and there's more, but typically we have all of this data because I have no idea where to go on the village website, if it even is there. So you guys just have to hold our hands a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
And get us that information so we can come here. If we had the data and we knew where the stop signs were, even with or without Sean, but that's what we need in order to make a recommendation to the board. And without it, it's really tough to do so. So anyway,
and we can hear what people have to say, but I, you know, so one, knowing, for example, that the crash data is nowhere close, that could be enough to end the question. The other warrants, just for the sake of completeness, is generally that the 85th percentile of speed is over 40 miles an hour. The neighbors report that they think people speed, but we don't really have any data on what the speed is. The other key warrant is volume. And that is, and there looks like there are a couple of different ways to count volume, but generally you count during an eight hour period. And there's one way, for example, is looking at the minor street, which we're assuming is Iowa, but whichever one is the minor street, if you counted pedestrian plus other vehicles of more than 200 per hour on the minor. And then I saw a warrant that was, or 500 vehicles per hour for any 8 hours of an average day. But I think just anecdotally from data that Thomas pulled for other intersections in the area, I think it's probably safe to say that intersection is not going to hit the volume numbers. And we'd have to decide, or the village would have to decide, knowing that the crash date is not close, do we want them to do a speed study? Do we want them to do a volume study? I know Rick think maybe, and Rick, you can comment on this, that there may be some devices that allow them to measure some speed without a huge expense. But to me, that's the question. If we're going to consider this, say, at a future meeting, because Sean's not here, to me, looking at it, I think it's not going to come close to hitting. And we also, on our matrix, we put stop signs at a level 3.
My question would be, what are we trying to address?
He says speed.
So if we're addressing speed, maybe he's just saying a stop sign, because that's the first thing that comes to his mind. Let's talk about the other things that might be able to help them, help the block. And we have signatures, but the signatures, if they're about speed, then there are lots of other things. There's level 1 things we can look at, if it, depending on how much block works. So it's, I don't know if stop sign, it may not be the answer, but there are other things.
Somebody can ask how we figure out a minor street is Iowa the minor or Monroe the minor?
Well, we were debating that beforehand. I think it's the one with the most traffic is the major. Anecdotally, I think it's Monroe, but I could be wrong in that.
And it would depend on, we would have to at that point, if we were to get to that point of trying to identify minor, major, that kind of thing, then we would have to in some way get that volume.
Now, I think, and I know you're new, so I'm just throwing some thoughts out here. I know Jeff had talked about we could put some of those the speed signs up that without the flashing. You know, in other words, because people slow down when they see the flashing. There was something like that he had suggested as options, that you just put it on a pole and you can count and skip the speed and turn off the
warning.
Yeah, turn off the warning to get real numbers. And that might be an option. And we've got the solar ones, you know, and that could be an option. The trailer you could mount somewhere possibly without it flashing, but that's pretty obvious for most people. But I think both those would give you a count and the speed, especially if it's kind of in a stealth mode.
This is one of those cost-benefit things where if we know that the accidents aren't anywhere close, then the question is there an easy way to get additional data on volume or speed? And, you know, I guess that's an open question. Do you guys know?
Yeah, so one thing I noticed over in Bill's cubicle, it seems like we do have some type of equipment that has been with us for a while. Whether or not that piece of equipment is functioning and working and what that does, from my understanding and my previous job. So my previous job, I was the village engineer for Northbrook. In that situation, when I got a request for a stop sign, I would put out the tubes. They were speed tubes. They're just two straight lines across the road. Somebody would drive through. I would leave it out for a week. I'd get the data. It would tell me what is the 85th percentile speed and what is the total volume. I would take that and I would hand it to the resident and say, nope, doesn't warrant it. We're done. In this situation, obviously, we have a petition and we have to go through that other process. Mm-hmm. So the plan would be to test that equipment, see if everything's in working order, so that in these types of situations where somebody's coming in and making this type of request, we can, at a cost-effective way, get that information rather than going and hiring a consultant to do a whole thing to pick up the data and everything, where it's like, no, we don't need to be doing that every single time somebody comes in and makes a request.
That would be really
helpful. That would be great.
So I think Jack's got to figure that out. I think Jack's new to the job and is trying to figure out what equipment we have and whether it would work.
One. Hey, that's the old school approach. Yeah, just have someone sit there and be like, that's one, that's two.
I think the police have some strips that would work well, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably do that.
Does anybody else have a comment or question?
My only comment is, with lack of data, I don't want to make a recommendation, but also with everything that we put into over those years with the safe walk to school or safe ways to school, I'm less inclined to throw up stop signs when we've done all of this work and we have stop signs that kind of push our kids in a safe route to school. So if we can do something very cost effectively, and I know the village has plenty of options for us to look at on how to slow down traffic or whatever it is we're trying to accomplish over there. Like Kim said, I don't want to even go down the road of a stop sign or changing what we've implemented from the safe routes to school. So at this point, I'm not interested in a stop sign, but on that 2-block stretch, because we only have a few of them left in the village of River Forest, I mean, there's not many left. If there's something that we can do to make it safer, to make it slower, then I'm all for it. But I just need options from the village and I need data.
So to Commissioner Hoyt's comment, I mean, one thing that we might say to Sean Herring or anybody else in that blog is, one, we tabled it for two reasons, because no one was here tonight. And two, we think we have some data. And the preliminary data suggests that a stop sign is probably not warranted. We could probably let them know that. At least the traffic, the accident data, it wouldn't be warranted according to the accident data. That's number one. Two, to Kim's point, that, you know, in their letter, in their petition, they note that their concern is speed. The request is made due to high speed and volume. Okay. And so, but the problem is we don't know what the speed is and we don't know what the volume is. And so, and based on that data, that might help us determine if there are some things in level one or level two in our matrix that might be justified for speed short of a stop sign. Mm-hmm. And so I guess the second thing would be to tell Sean or anybody else that, let him know that we have this matrix. I think it's available on the website. Right. Let him know that if the issue is speed, particularly, there are some other calming measures that may be appropriate based on the matrix. And I guess the third thing would be, you know, with Jack being new to public works, determining whether the village has equipment that it would allow it in a cost-effective way to collect some data with respect to speed and volume, which would help us make this decision efficiently, quickly, you know, without having, as you said, Jack, I think it's right, not having to rehire a consultant every time there's a request like this.
Right.
So those are my two cents. If anybody else wants to comment or make any suggestions. Okay. How about a motion to adjourn? This is going to be a record. Bill, our meetings are always this fast, Jack.
It's been a while, right?
Bill,
he's going to love this.
Yeah, give you a couple updates, too.
Do you have some updates?
I do.
Okay.
They're quick.
We're not adjourned yet. We didn't vote.
And they're positive.
Go ahead.
So just very quickly, William Monroe Clinton, if everyone has noticed, we did do the striping for the traffic calming. They are out there. What I will say is the only feedback we have received is I got a very angry person about the stripes. So I had to calm him down.
Not liking them? Or what?
Not liking them.
Thinking why?
He explained that it ruined the nature of the neighborhood.
Okay.
So I explained to him the process of the Traffic Safety Commission, the reason for the lines, and what that process looked like. After I explained it, he went away.
Okay.
So that was it for that. So I want to provide that feedback of that's something that came from it.
Oh, you should come to my house. I have the only double yellow line in River Forest in front of my house. You know,
is another update, Jack, on Park. I drove by there tonight. I know we discussed that at the last meeting. Do you have an update on that or no?
Park. What's the
Park by Dominican?
Oh, yes. So the temporary signs were removed there earlier this week. And I know that we will prepare once school starts again to bring that back for discussion. There hasn't been any additional feedback from the neighborhood of about
so the just, signs being removed. Just anecdotally, yeah. I drove by there this evening. It was interesting. There was pretty heavy parking along Division. This is in front of Dominican. But on Park, there were two cars parked on that block. So
the concert night.
Oh, you're right. That is tonight.
So it's interesting that, as we kind of expected, people are parking along Division there, but there were only and the two cars that are parked on Park, for all we know, could be residents. We don't really know, but so that's something we'll just keep an eye on that block. Okay,
good.
Any other updates?
Yes, Washington. So Washington was studied as part of the village-wide traffic study. As part of the traffic study, there were a lot of recommendations for bump outs for the per the traffic study. The only thing that I wanted to mention was for the bump outs, we did put the
bollards.
However, on top of the bollards, one of the things we did was when you look at the entire length or entire segment of Washington, what is proposed is narrowing the entire corridor in the future, but not necessarily just bump outs, but also parking, bike lanes, stuff like that. So in effect, in the future, the idea is one lane each direction all the way through. So after we did the bollards at only the bump outs, we received a number of concerned citizens that there was still people cutting and going around at other intersections. So what I did was I looked at the traffic study. I'm like, okay, what is the intent? Where is it supposed to be? So there were three intersections, Gale, Keystone, I forget the third
Forest, one. I think.
Maybe, yeah. Where I added bollards to be in tune with what the traffic study recommended.
Yeah.
So those were added. Everybody's happy. We haven't had concerns since.
I've noticed, I live down there, so I've noticed I was driving westbound on Washington coming from Forest Park. So I guess there by Submarine Tender, it's Forest Park, right?
Right.
At Lathrop.
Yep.
And of course, not surprising, I won't say that I've ever been guilty of this, but you have people that line up next to each other, especially if somebody's turning left. And so you will get somebody jumping off the light to go down the right lane. Now, having the bollards, at least in River Forest, help because it shows that drivers who are then proceeding east, they have to get back into the single file. And as far as what feedback you've heard, it seems like the bollards generally keep people in the single lane, right? Probably also better for biking and other things that people are using.
And you put them at the, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
No. Well, I was going to say, and I noticed you put them by the Keystone Park, Washington Park, at the crosswalk there, which was very nice.
Yep. So, and not only did we, so we added those bollards, but additionally, one of the big things with Washington, that project, given the different elements and what it's looking to do, is a very attractive project for grants. So one of the things we're looking to do is hopefully put in for a couple grants to be able to move forward with what that traffic study is recommending so that we can hopefully in the future realize what it is that traffic study recommended with the bump outs, with the signage, with all of that different stuff. But once, you know, if we get grants and stuff.
Since we're on a roll, do you think or know, and if you don't want to comment, that's fine, but is the intention maybe for the village to move forward on Washington as a priority and maybe over? I know some of the other streets that were studied, including famously Thatcher, that I know has a number of issues. Is it just easier to handle Washington, or is that a priority? Do you know?
So Thatcher itself is currently undergoing a phase one. That is in conjunction with a larger trail study going north. So that is still proceeding.
Okay.
That is still happening. And that, because it's got so many different partners,
right,
it is an attractive project and it's continuing. But that is actually why Washington is so attractive, is because it butts into Thatcher. And so then it's like you're creating this whole network. And then when you get to Washington, three parks and all these other elements that are over there, all of a sudden Washington starts looking like another great project. And the reason, I guess, Thatcher is still moving because it's with other communities, and there's, is it Rosemont that's the lead? Rosemont, correct, is the lead because of just the way that it worked out. But like Washington is something River Forest staff is going to be trying to push forward and okay, move forward.
Great.
So
that's a good update. Thank you.
And I,
so the two particular ones we're going for, ITEP is from the state, and then the other one we will be going for is Cook County Invest in Cook, because it's because of where Washington is, it's, we have to go through the whole process. We got to go through a phase one, environmental, all that stuff, then we got to go phase two, which is detailed design, and then we got to go construction. So I know it's great to say like, oh yeah, we're trying, it's got multi-year process, like it's nothing like immediate.
Right. And one thing I'll add to that is that hopefully that equipment works. Our plan would be once school resumes to put that down on Washington to see if the bollards as they are now have any impact on the 85th percentile that we saw with the village-wide traffic study. I can't remember if that was 38 miles an hour or 41. It was significantly above the speed limit. That and Thatcher, I mixed the two up. So we're hoping to see that that had a positive impact. If it's working with the bollards, and
I've noticed justified a big difference, just because I also live in that area, and I've noticed a big difference with people not going in the right-hand lane. So hopefully this data will support that.
Not, yeah, only, not only maybe calming speed, but really making a safer situation by not having people, cars,
yep,
two abreast.
Trying to go around and
yeah, exactly,
to catch so pedestrian.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
That's a great report. Thank you.
Oh, and I apologize. One last thing.
No, no, it's fine. This is all good stuff.
And this is really just for Bill's edification. Bill's been busy this summer. He's gotten a lot of streets repaved.
Yes.
100% of our streets have been repaved.
Killer.
And 132-88 curb ramps have been redone to be made compliant with the Americans with Disabilities Act. So that's just a plug for Bill.
Nice.
To run around this.
Thank summer. You, Bill. Yep.
And I can't wait till he sees the minutes.
I saw Bill a couple weeks, or maybe last week, I guess it was. Had to compliment him because A, everything got paved early this year as opposed to October, November. And B, you know, he was out there with this little level checking all the work because they had to rip two of the things up by us, which I was, you know, I'm like, why are you ripping them up? He's like, they were wrong. So he had his level out, and he was double-checking all the work for the handicap, or ADA ramps, whatever they're called, exactly. Yeah.
I think it's very difficult to know for the side.
Well, shall I make a motion to adjourn?
Second.
We can turn off the recording and chit-chat all we want. I just don't want everybody upstairs listening to me.
All right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.